Okay, good morning. Yeah, it's a beautiful day here in Nigeria, and I'm super excited to be on this platform again, sharing with you a little bit of motivation that will help you, basically that will make a difference in your life and help you achieve all you've always desired and all you've always wanted to achieve. Okay, so it's not been easy for the world. I believe there's literally no country in this world that the pandemic has not hit. Some it has hit mildly, while some in a rate that's overwhelming. My heart goes out for the people, my fans and friends, and all citizens of the United States of America, Canada, Italy, France, United Kingdom, Germany, and other parts of the world that the pandemic rocked so hard. China, my heart goes out for you guys. And in my country, Nigeria, yeah, thank God, it has not been that hard on us, and government keep working by the day to make sure they contain. And we'll be participating all the rules created by the Nigeria's Center for Disease Control, CDC. And we thank God. Thank God, we're excited. This is a new phase, and we believe this pandemic has come to take the world from where it was to where it should be. And I really just want to encourage you real quick this morning that you should not be discouraged. You know, a lot of dreams were on hold, a lot of ideas were suspended, a lot of aspirations became like a mirage, you know, simply because of the pandemic, simply because of how the world and everything was on a standstill because of the unfriendly enemy that came upon the world at a time like this. So I just want to encourage you this morning that every of your dream, every of your aspiration, and everything you've always wanted to do can be done, right? Can be done. There is nothing in the world that can vilify or destroy or put a permanent hurt on your goals, on your dreams, and on your aspirations, right? I always tell everyone that come across me, that come in contact with me for consulting session, ask me to share one or two about how life works, I used to tell them that the only thing and the only person that can stop you from becoming who you want to be is you. Okay, the world functions like this. The world and everything that makes things work in the world obeys people that are diligent, that are determined, that are really, really serious about what they want to achieve. The world and the factors and the world, the forces that makes this happen in the world, work in alignment with your determination and with your faith. Okay? Someone once asked me and said, how do I keep going? How do I know it is time for me to keep going? And I told him, simply faith. Okay, at a time like this, faith is very important. Faith in what you believe. Okay, confidence in your dreams. Knowing that no matter what the world have gone through and is going through right now, thank God the pandemic is going down by the day, people are going to travel around the world, cannot stop your dream and cannot stop you from becoming who you want to be. Okay, so what am I trying to say? I'm simply letting you know this morning that you should hold on to your dreams. If you check one of my podcasts on this platform, when I spoke on your dreams are valid, and I can't just overemphasize this because I'm a practical example of dreams, a practical testimony of dreams. There's some dreams I had some years ago and they are becoming a reality right now. So I think I have the a full authority to let you know that dreams can come to pass only if you keep on believing them and you don't allow them die and don't allow them slip off, leave you. Okay, so your dreams are valid. Your dreams are real. Pandemic or no pandemic, you will still become who you want to be. So this is the time for you to re-strategize and begin to find out ways on how you can begin to actualize your dream from this moment. Situations like this sometimes foster procrastination. It enhances procrastination and gives you a lot of excuse from not doing what you want to do. And I want to let you know that before pandemic happened, right, you had a dream. After pandemic, your dream can still be actualized. Don't allow anything like procrastination or anything like trying to use the pandemic as an excuse from crushing your goals and actualizing, putting to full use your potential and bringing to reality your dream. Pandemic should not be an excuse. That's my point. It should not be an excuse. You have the power. You have the capacity. Okay, you have the everything required to make the dream a reality. Let's say you want to be one of the richest men in the world. It's not an impossible dream, right? Let's say you want to own a business that will grow and stand the test of time. It's not bad. Let's say you want to be a good father, you want to be a good mother, or you just want to be, anything. So basically, when we are talking about dream, we're talking about what you see when you sleep. We're talking about what you see that consumes you, that what you see with your inner eyes. Okay, you can actually substitute it for vision. You can substitute it for an idea, right? You must keep to them and keep on working every day to make sure they become a reality. Nothing can stop your dream. Man, wake me up at 12 at midnight and I will still tell you what I'm telling you right now. I will keep preaching this message till the last day, till my last breath in this world. Nothing can stop you. Nothing can stop you. Right? You have the capacity. You can do it. This is just more than a motivation. It is a reality. Right? It is a reality. And I'm excited that there are some dreams I had in my life before. So dreams I had that I did not let go and I kept on walking and they are now a reality in my life. And it's so beautiful to see your dreams come alive, trust me, it's so beautiful. Okay, so this is just a little piece of motivation for you today. And I believe as you rejuvenate and reactivate your zeal towards your dreams and as you chase after them, they will become a reality. And then you celebrate and enjoy the profit that comes with keeping the dream. Have a nice day, and I love you.